All almond products shipped to the EU are tested for damaging aflatoxin fungi. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Tim Birmingham is the Director of Quality Assurance and Industry Services for the Almond Board of California.
It's a voluntary program, but essentially all product that's shipped, or the majority of the product, is tested under the pre-export check program. The handlers test over 15,000 lots a year, and so they pull a very large sample from the lot. The product that's been packaged, they'll pull it at, you know, the point after it's been packaged, or they'll pull it from the conveyor as it's going into packaging, and they essentially will sample that product. They'll send it to a lab. The lab will analyze it for aflatoxin and report the values. We manage that program, so the information is reported through an electronic system. A certificate will be issued if the product passes the EU regulatory limit for aflatoxin. If it does not meet that limit, then that product will not be issued a certificate. The system will not allow a certificate to be issued.
Birmingham said it's a very effective program.
We're able to see, you know, the data on all lots tested. We know what the level of aflatoxin is, you know, on all lots tested. We know what the level of aflatoxin is on lots that are being shipped. And the important thing is that the level of aflatoxin still remains very, very low on lots being shipped because of all the testing that's happening and the screening and holding back lots that don't meet the EU regulatory limit.
That's Tim Birmingham, Almond Board of California. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.